something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called In the Booth.
And nothing compares to Bruce.
Plus, I talk all about my time on PEI shooting a horror movie where I met a guy named Bobby who jerks off horses for a living. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
It's 1990, and I'm back at the helm.
I'm relieved.
Picking the jams. Here we go.
Look at this face.
Little.
Aww. Was that 90?
It's 1990.
Was this the jam from An American Tale?
Is it?
No, that was Somewhere Out There.
I just, no, yeah, that's right. All of a sudden, Linda Ronstadt shows up and blows it by singing the first line without the lyrics.
All I need to know.
To know.
Bird on a Wire?
Yeah.
By the Neville Brothers?
Great.
It's solid jam. So is Fearless.
Yeah, if those guys start singing, you gotta watch out. They start coating you with feel.
How about that? No.
I didn't know she gets all crazy like this.
But I know I love you.
They're all holding your heads in the video.
They're forehead to forehead, aren't they?
No.
I love the game we're going to play today.
Yeah.
Maybe more than any game we've played to date.
I gotta say, when I first heard it, I knew it was gonna be an instant classic.
It's a winner.
It is.
It's not unlike Poem Sayin' in that we challenge each other to perform songs.
Yeah.
But this is the gist of it is it's a dry vocal take of songs, and we have to mean it. There's no like selling it for comedy. It's as if the producer was like, all right, let's try it. Here we go. And it's just dry because you have the track in your earphones. So it's just the bare vocal take.
Yeah, you got to give it. That's part of the game. The most impressive thing about this Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt video is the fact that Aaron Neville has a sleeved shirt on.
Yeah, he does.
And then every other shot of him, he's got no sleeves going again. Back to the
remember,
toughest guy.
The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our life. He did
were
a
they like a
spot.
Thing? Ever? Or is this just like for kicks, the video? Because it really seems like they got a relation on the go.
Well, it's not unlike Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand circa Guilty. I think it was just a different time.
Just selling it.
Just selling it.
The relation.
They don't know much.
No.
But they know they love each other.
They don't know much, but they know they're getting some strong royalty checks.
Yeah, they know that. Hey, right? Before we get into In the Booth, let's talk about a couple of items of business.
Yeah.
One of them is my Hail Mary that it might be Nate from Letterkenny at the Blue Jays game in that picture that the Bud sent with somebody wearing a snapback hat.
Yeah.
Was correct.
It was the Nate dog.
It took a few days to confirm, but this is why it's wild. First of all, as I said to Jared, it's it's like a needle in a J-stack. I didn't even know that he had a hat. But I'd seen that he is a Blue Jays enthusiast, and I knew the color of his hair. And the little wings slipping out from the sides of the hat, it was really a Hail Mary hunch. But it was right, and it has been confirmed, which is really exciting.
Thought that he was going to throw out some of those classic one-liners from the show with that hat on.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Play. Let's get ready for this In the Booth, then.
I'm ready. I'm in.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you ready for... So we because we needed to have the lyrics, we told each other what we were going to do.
Yes.
So... We might as well just say what you gave me first was Hold On by Wilson Phillips, a 90 jam.
So you're going to go first.
So I guess I'll go first.
And obviously it's a three-part harmony, but you're just doing the melody.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you, you're the greasy producer who's like got no time for bullshit.
Okay. And you're Carney Wilson? No, who's saying lead? The Phillips.
I think
girl.
It's the the China Phillips is China Phillips. Does the main lead.
Not China from the WWE, different China.
No.
And not that's Black different. China, Rob Kardashian's
R.I.P. The wrestling China.
I know.
She's not with us anymore.
Okay, just like the TLC Waterfalls lady. Okay, here we go. I'll be the producer, and you're going to lay down as good a sincere vocal take of this Wilson Phillips classic as possible. And leave the pauses like you hear the music in your head, because I think that'll make it better.
I don't know. Like I know it that well.
Oh, like you don't.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to think. I'm looking at the lyrics, and I'm like, what's the melody at the beginning? Okay,
Do you want a hint or do you want to just go for it?
No, I'll just try it.
Okay. All right, China. Lots to get to today. We have a good bed track, I think, for Hold On. So let's just lay down a vocal track and don't put too much pressure on yourself. We'll call it a placeholder, but let's just take a whack through it and then we can circle back and see where we need to punch in. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. When you're ready. And just remember, you know,
I'm trying to remember the melody.
It's okay. Maybe you'll improvise something even better than what we have. And just remember, people really respond to feeling. So I want to hear in your voice that you're really feeling it. Good luck. Here we go.
Thanks.
We're rolling. So anytime.
Okay. I know this pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life for you. Don't let anyone step all over you. Open your heart and your mind. Is it fair to feel this way inside? Someday somebody's gonna turn around and make you cry. I don't know the lyrics.
Like if they released that in the booth, isolated vocals from Wilson Phillips emerged today, that would get more traction than the Access Hollywood tape. There's something about the breathing, and it's so dry, like it's not wet at all. There's no reverb on it.
I should have listened to the song so I could remember it. But it was
I really believed it though. I thought it was good.
Okay. Okay, what's the first one I gave you?
I'm Thinking About You by London Beat.
Oh, yes.
Is this a 1990 jam?
It is a 1990 jam. Not all of them are, but that one is.
Well, this one was so much about the Chappelle Pal kind of plugging and chugging track.
Yeah, there's not a lot of lyrics to it either.
No.
All right, is there so any other
up.
Lyrics?
Tee it up as the Crunch Crunch producer.
Definitely Crunch Crunch. I might even need to get a mint. See if I can find a mint. Okay, be the guy in the booth.
1, 2. That level sounds good.
Hang on a sec. Hang on! Just a second. I'll be right over.
Okay, Jesus.
Sounds all right?
Yeah, I mean, yep. Yeah. It sounds a little dry. I could use some reverb.
It's a little dry. I just got my Tic Tacs right here.
Okay. I can actually hear you. I think the mic's still open because I can hear you crunching in my head.
That's okay. So we only got an hour. So
okay.
So you're gonna hurry up and do this in one take at least. Got it?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're making money here, baby. Let's go.
Do you think you could turn off just your mic for 1 second?
I lost a Tic Tac. Hang on. Went down my shorts.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Really?
Get on there.
With you.
Time is money.
Okay. We must have been stone crazy. And we thought we were just friends. Cause I miss you, baby. And I've got those feelings again.
This guy's pretty good, baby.
I guess I'm all confused about you. Feel so in love. Oh, baby. Oh, there
it's
it
not
is.
Bad. It's not bad.
Oh, baby. What can I do? I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
Nice job. That's good. Cut it.
But that...
We got
it. The first... Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, we're going to sprint it in.
We're going to what it in?
I'm going to sprint it in.
What does that mean?
We're going to use this... where they take, like, the one word and they just put it everywhere.
What's it called? I'm going to what it in?
We're going to spin it in.
Spin it in. Gross. That's so gross. Don't use real terms to make me feel grosser about myself.
I can't believe I just happened to have some Tic Tacs here. That's awesome.
Is that really what they were?
Yeah.
I was saying this last night on the radio show. Sam B had the line of the election so far when she said, take a Tic Tac and grab her by the pee is the closest thing Trump's had to a plan since this election began.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
Well, we kind of threw it out there to the News Talk folks, listeners, that Izzy finished, and we kind of got a pretty strong response back that, yeah, it's over.
Although this was interesting, because we heard from one guy who was an aide to a prime minister.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And his he had two feelings that...
Well, he thought, yeah, if something happens with Hillary, there's still a chance. Like, if there's a WikiLeaks of her being involved with some... dirty deals with some trade or something, that might sink. But I don't know. That was what he was saying, right?
But his argument was, we know she's a weasel. We suspect Trump is a weasel.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you vote for the devil you don't know? Which was an argument that I mean, don't get me wrong. There are a billion reasons why no one should ever vote for him. But I sort of understood his twisted logic in a weird way. And then when we asked him, if you were Trump's campaign manager, what would you suggest to him he should do? And he said, I think he should stop. And I thought he was going to say talking.
Mm-hmm.
But really what he said is, stop addressing every single allegation. Stop, like, taking the bait when people are trying to get you to pick fights. And just,
go with what you're trying to get to and do with the country.
Yeah.
The points, yeah. All right.
All right, you're next in the booth.
You gave me Unskinny Bop by Poison.
Yep.
Which is a salty jam from 1990 as well.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What does Unskinny Bop mean, if you had to guess?
Pounding?
Does it?
No, with no dome?
Oh, interesting.
That's what I'm guessing.
The girls can sing Unskinny Bop because I sing it all the time.
Maybe they maybe it's about a big booty.
Okay.
Unskinny bop. Bop it. Twist it.
Grab it. I like that you went right to No Jimmy Hat. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like my guy should be British, yeah?
Really? Like his big British produced?
Yeah.
Producer?
Yeah.
And they're using him to try and be hip?
Yeah. Just flying in on the red eye, yeah? Virgin, yeah?
Yeah, man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, you must be the famous Brett Michaels. Oh,
look at these girls' tits.
Brett Michaels.
Yeah, man.
My name is Donovan. I'll be producing Donnie. You.
Yeah.
Sure, you can call me Donnie if it makes it go by faster. Oh, look, it moved again in the middle of a sentence.
You mind if I got these two girls here in the video here with me?
If you think it'll help your performance, of course.
Perfect.
So, the way I like to work is, everybody does a couple of scoops, and then tape is cheap, we'll roll tape and see what happens. Do you have any ideas for the song?
Sounds good, man. I'm ready to go. I got it. I got all the lyrics here. These girls are ready. I want these, it's like this one here, she's going to be like blowing me while I'm singing, and the other one's going to be like sticking a finger up my ass.
Great. The only thing we don't have, I noticed when you sent the lyric sheet, is it says, ba dub it bop bop right now in the chorus.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had maybe some words even we could put in for now. Just off the top of your head. Yeah, well, ba dub it bop bop doesn't really... It doesn't really resonate.
No, but it's like catchy, man. It's like hook, like bop, 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 bop.
Okay.
Like it's a hook. It's part of the song. People, like, believe me, once you hear it, you'll get it.
Okay, we can try it. I was just thinking.
It can't be like bop, top, stop, mop. Not really. It's not going to work, man.
Dr. Seuss, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm recording, and when you hear the... Brett Michaels. Are you okay?
Yeah, man. Just doing a couple scoops off this girl's, man.
Okay, and I can't help but notice... okay, great. So I'm recording when you hear the track perform.
I got it. Can we go? Turn it up, man. My cans are way too quiet, man.
Anytime, Brett.
Turn it on, yeah. What's got you so jumpy? Why can't you sit still, yeah? Like gasoline, you're gonna pump me. And leave me when you get your fill, yeah. Every time I touch you, honey, you get hot. I want you to love me and never stop. I'm skinny pop. Blows me away. I'm skinny pop pop. She loves to play. I'm skinny pop 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 pop.
Hey, Mr. Michaels.
Yeah, man.
Let's stop there just for a moment. We're going to rough it in and have a listen. Why don't you come on in the booth?
You look at me so funny. Love bot, you acting so strange. Yeah, I'm pretty much ready to go. I'm coming in.
Oh, great.
Come on, girls.
Great.
Donnie.
Do you think he... Donnie. Donovan.
Donovan.
Do you think he laid it down in one take? Probably.
Who knows? Probably not. Probably. But you know they were partying in the studio.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, what's your
I wanted to do a J-Rock tune called Unskinny. Bra, 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 bra.
Like Rihanna? Isn't she the one that hits the brap, brap?
She hits some braps. Brap, seriousness. Okay, you hit me with I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Yeah, that's a classic. Stevie Wonder.
Who's your producer character for In the Booth? I love this game. I don't know why it brings me so much joy.
I could just be like long-winded guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Stevie gets a little impatient. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
All right, you ready? You got this one, man?
Yeah, just roll it, man. That's the way I like
it. It's not a problem. It's just, like, I'm just thinking this thing is going to have, like, you know, like the ding-dongs in the background and stuff. And
you know what? We can figure all that stuff out later. I feel like I'm right in the pocket, so why don't you just spin it, and I'll kick a wagon.
But we, you know, keep... We're talking about, like, you know, the holidays, right? So, you know, you're talking about New Year's Day and stuff, so you got to make, like, we put some lights up in here.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, just to hit go.
Yeah, so I want you to think, like holidays.
I'm there, man. One step ahead of you.
You know, like, mercurial kind of heavy-duty feeling. You know what I'm saying, Stevie?
Yeah, I got you, man.
Not my first got video. It?
Yeah. Yeah, tell me when you're rolling. You're speeding.
Okay, hey, Charlie, make sure you get this one proper, and the tape is, the tape machine's been sticking a little bit, so make sure you keep an eye on that. Okay, go.
Is there a chance we're not gonna get this take?
Do you want to take a break, Stevie?
No, I'm ready to go. I just don't want to go if there's a chance that the
tape machine's been sticking. No, man, we're good to go, man. We're good. Okay, Charlie. All right, when you see the red lights over there on the tape, on the Studer, when you see that, we're going to go. Well, okay, Steve?
There's one problem with me seeing the red lights.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'll say it into the mic. We're hot.
Verbal cue works great for me. Yeah. So are we good?
Yeah. Okay, you got that there, Charlie? Okay, Stevie, we're hot.
Okay. I just give me a second to get into the headspace I was in 4 or 5 minutes ago now. When I was ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
It's hot. It's hot.
I just called to say I love you. Take one.
We got that on the slate already.
Okay.
I'm
gonna start now. So
it's hot.
So if you stop saying it's hot, I'm gonna sing. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away.
That's Stevie Wonder right there.
No, pardon?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know my mic was on. Sorry. We're just, it sounds great. We're just reveling in how good it is.
Okay, okay. So do you want to punch in or should I start again?
Yeah, I'll punch you in after the second line there. It's hot.
No, first... You know what? I'll just start again. We're near the...
Take it from the top. Charlie, okay. Start the studer. It's hot.
We have to take a break on TNT 90.
Oh, we do, yeah.
But more in the booth.
In the booth continues.
I love it. BRB.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
All right, y'all. T-Boss, left eye. You know what I'm saying? It's time to lay down the vox for Waterfalls, you know what I'm saying? I had, like, all the studio cats in yesterday. We laid down a bed track. I think y'all gonna think it's dope. So, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
We just need to get the melody.
Okay.
But let me tell you something.
Y'all ready?
I'm a good sense of, like, where things are going, and, you know what I mean? I got a good sense that the three of you are gonna be together for a long, 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 long time, you know what I mean?
Okay.
T-Boz, I'm going to start with you real quick. So, you got the cans on, the level sound tight?
Yep.
I did. Yep. You sound so gangster. Here come the bed track in your cans, you know what I mean? And then I just want you to feel it, dog. You know what I'm saying? I want you to feel it. So when you feeling it, you know what I'm saying, you let it fly. We recording right now.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring at a son she can't touch. If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be by his side. But he doesn't realize it hurts so much. All the praying just ain't helping at all, 'cause he can't keep himself out of trouble.
That's really good. Hey, that's good. You know what I'm saying?
Cause don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it. Oh, fucking.
Let's just pick it up on the chorus again.
I think you're moving too fast.
I want to double up the vocals, you know what I'm saying, on the chorus. So just take it from the chorus again. You ready? 3, 2, go on.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it. I can't get that part.
It's really good. I kept waiting for it to be funny. It's actually really good. It's got a it's got a what's the word? A word up, like a cameo kind of
cameo
vibe to it.
Vibe. Word up.
What was their other jam? It's like
Cameo?
Wasn't it Candy?
Candy? Cameo?
Cameos. Didn't they have a joint called Candy, though?
I think
it's
so.
Like Candy. All right. And I'm in the booth with This Is How You Remind Me, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be just like their bro producer friend guy that, like... Does
from
whatever
like,
they want.
From Aunt Pooh, Alberta.
From Abbotsford.
Yeah.
Okay, Chad, ready to go here. We got everything set.
Hey, first of all, sorry I'm late, bro.
No problem.
I just, the new Lamborghini was out, and I
got
had to
it.
Take a private jet down to San Fran just to check it out.
No problem. I rolled you four
bought
joints, too.
I
They're
bought
all ready.
Two of them. I bought two new Lamborghinis.
Oh, yeah?
In cash, yeah.
Wow, that's nice. I'm thinking of getting that leasing a Corolla. Anyway.
No, really, what are you driving?
I'm not driving yet. I'm gonna get a car soon. I don't really have.
Do you know what I was thinking would be nice is you should get like a Lamborghini too. That way, you know, it doesn't look like garbage parked out in front of the studio.
That would be great.
Because it's an image we're projecting, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Okay, ready to go?
Well, maybe either I come in tomorrow and there's a Lamborghini parked out front that you're driving to help us keep on brand, or maybe we find another studio, you know?
All right.
You understand that. You get that.
No, I know. Yep. That's why it gives you this place for nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, money's anyway, just paper with numbers on it, you know what I mean?
I really think this song's going to be big. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, guys. Says the guy in a mock turtleneck. Thinks it's going to be good. Okay. Oh, is the mic on?
Yeah, cool. We're ready.
Yeah.
We're good. We the digital recording, we're recording everything all the time, so you don't really have to stop or start whenever you want to do it.
Don't care. Quiet
time. Yep,
quiet time.
Sorry.
You know, see, after I said quiet time, you didn't even have to say anything.
I'm sorry.
You did it again.
Please don't fire me.
Are you rolling?
Yes.
You don't. That was a trick. You don't say anything. Just stop saying anything. Here it comes. I can feel it.
I also got Splenda again.
Quiet time.
Because I know you didn't want Splenda, or you did. So I got Splenda, too.
Just a sec, man. Can you kill the mic for a second?
All right, it's off.
This is why I didn't want to record here. Because this guy is, he's a gearbox, right?
But he's free, man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's free. So we are congooglionaires, you know. It's a vibe thing.
We'll replace him tomorrow, but you gotta hurry up. Come on, bro, you can't rush rock, dude.
You can't rush it. Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Whatever you want.
Okay, just everybody, guys, shirts off. It's not rock if anybody has their shirts on.
I'm off. It's off.
Turn my mic on. Why are your nipples
out? Your mic's back on and my shirt's off. Rock.
Okay, here it comes. I can feel it.
I'm Joey.
No, you're quiet.
I'm Joey.
Shut up. Your new name is Shut Up. Hey, shut up.
When you mentioned me in photograph, that was cool.
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how... Can you not look at me when I sing, bro?
Sorry.
It's weird.
It's just... it's like totally perfect every time. I don't know how you do it.
It's not how you remind me. I'm trying to think of the you that reminds me, and it's not you, but
so like
you're there staring at me with your face like a half-chewed caramel, and it kind of takes me out of it.
I know. I'll stop. I promise. I won't dance either. Sorry.
Can you spin it?
You're totally rocking, though. I got it. It's spinning.
And this is how you I was thinking about it on the drive-in. I don't want to say the H and how.
All right.
And this is how you remind me. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. How's that sound?
Sounds great. This is Joey.
Joey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Get in your imaginary Corolla and drive out of here and don't come back.
No problem.
Let's take a break. I can't work with
you. Do you want me to get Chipotle?
Why are you still here? Chipotle.
they hate Joey.
That's his big apology.
Everything.
Do you want me to get Chipotle?
Like that's like gonna bring it up or not? Like, remember how much you liked Chipotle last week?
Hey, remember? I gave you my extra salsa.
He bought Chipotle on his own money.
Aw, and that's why he didn't have the down payment for his Corolla.
Get the fresh Corolla.
I'm gonna tell you something. I would rather hang out with Joey.
And then he's driving it. It like comes in. Chad comes in a Sherman tank, just for kicks. Like, totally nuts money.
And runs over the Corolla.
His car runs over the Corolla. Hey, check it out. He's like, guys, come look. They got a watch.
Aww.
And he runs over his car. With a Sherman tank.
And then Joey's like, that's my new car. Chad's like, come on, bro. It was funny. Lighten up.
Yeah. Come on, man. Think of this. The perspective I'm giving you.
Come on, man.
Now you got the blues. And one of those.
Oh. I love In the Booth.
It is a great game.
It's really hard to deliver a dry vocal take. I'm still banged up. I was on PEI for a couple of days at the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Working on a horror movie.
No way.
And yeah, it's a horror movie written and directed by these guys, Adam Perry and Jason Arsenal. Really nice dudes.
Yeah.
And they actually came over here because a production company rented our motorhome to use in a Cavendish Farms French fries spot.
Yeah.
And those guys came over to pick it up. And when they were here, they said, you know, we're doing this short film. And I said, oh, let me know if I can ever do anything. And they were like, well, do you want to play Dave? So I went over to PEI for a couple days last week. And the best thing about it is, first of all, it was such a different genre.
Like, is this your first horror film?
No, I did one called Treevenge with Jason Eisner, the director of Hobo with a Shotgun.
Okay.
It's Christmas Trees exacting revenge on the people who buy them.
Right.
Violent,
that's
gory.
I remember that.
So this one I played Dave. He was a fisherman, and he finds a couple bags of money, and then the guys that own it come looking for it. So I was covered in blood and stuff.
Did you get croaked?
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. But, it is a horror movie, though.
I got beat up pretty good.
Is it a gory horror movie or more thriller?
Yes.
Gory?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. It's not often as an actor that I find myself actually trying to imagine what something would feel like and trying to act the way you think that should be.
Yeah.
Like, mostly I'm in the business of kind of funny face making. So
like when you get stabbed in the stomach, like, really, you've got to kind of know that to do that expression?
Well, yeah. Not to give too much away, but there was a very gruesome act performed against my character.
Yeah.
And I had to make the noise that one would probably make in that situation. And that was really a good challenge.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of highlights. One is, obviously it was nice to be a PEI at this time of year. It's beautiful. Second is, when you work on something with a pretty small crew, everybody's there because they really want to be and everybody gets it and you know, wants it to be good. Everybody's that much closer to the nucleus.
Yeah.
And the great thing was, because of the part of the island we were shooting in, Tignish, which is a fishing community, lobster season just started a week ago. So a couple of dudes that were working as production assistants on the feature were local guys. And they were awesome. So they weren't jaded by the experience of making a movie, or they're just happy to be there, kind of took a couple days off work kind of guys.
Yeah.
And there was a guy named Bobby who was such a bud. He's one of the... we need a fishing dory. My uncle's got one.
Yeah.
We need a trailer. I can borrow one from my buddy. One of those guys.
Yeah. Comes back with it.
Oh, he's the best. Like, just a solid salt-of-the-earth bod. And I asked him, so what do you do? And this is the quote. And mostly I love it because of the drop it down out of the side of the mouth part of it.
Yeah.
Listen, you're me. Say, so what do you do, Bobby?
So what do you do, Bobby?
Well, me and my grandfather have a horse farm where we breed horses. So basically what I do is I go around the island and, well, I jerk off horses. Brought it right down, like out of the side of his mouth, like one of those kind
basically horses. I jerk them off.
Yeah.
Middle of
That's
a sentence.
Funny.
I go around to different farms, jerk off horses, then take their stuff and impregnate them. Love it. So many ways to make a living, and that's one of them. He's really good at it.
That's great.
Love me some
Bobby.
Good
way to do it. Just cruise into the field, get things done, load up.
Well, that's a load off. Thank you. So what do you want to do? Do you want to play this Trump game we were talking about last night?
We could do that. You want to hear a quick jam from 1990?
Darn right I do.
You want to hear it? It's a blue sky mine. At the beginning of it, it's all...
It's the McGinn.
This is the beginning is all issues.
This wasn't as big a hit.
No, but it was... It was still pretty big, though. But yeah. Wasn't there... This was their second or third album. The hands shaking in the air.
Was it their second album?
Second or third, yeah. The Dead Hot.
I didn't even know they got traction after Beards Are Burning.
Beards Are Burning? Did you know your beards are burning? It's a long intro. This would be a tough hit the post. Takes a while to get her going.
It sure does.
Here we go. He's way taller than the other guys, too.
I remember pulling together a Peter Garrett dance in junior high.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean like a Peter Garrett themed event, but I mean like I had a hat that pushed my hair off my head and that dance bent from the waist.
Yep. It's like his arms are tied together.
Yeah.
And he flops around.
But he's
bald heed. Table! There'll be food on the table!
Blue sky mine, right?
Blue sky mine! Now he's in the politics! He's doing the politics, talking to the kids!
It's hard to believe that that stuff is 26 years ago.
I know.
That is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
I also learned after this weekend on PEI that I shouldn't be doing my own stunts anymore. Like, I'm throwing myself around a kitchen and getting pummeled and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a little banged up. Like, I have a cut, right? And my shoulder's a bit sore. That stuff never used to bother me. Now I'm 44 damn years old.
How about this jam? We didn't stop the fire?
Is that his mulligan?
Is it? I just like how mad he got in that one live clip. You know, when you see a guy acting like a prick, you just think he's always a prick?
Yeah. This is his end of the world as we know it.
This is.
Yeah.
This was him getting political, right?
Yeah. Stay in your lane, Bijo. Stay in your lane.
Fire! Fire! Right back into the second verse. Boom! Hey?
So many words. It's like he was being paid by the word.
Yeah. Remember this Canadianity jam? Gotta keep that 30 grand a month nut started up. Colin James.
Colin James. Just came back to say goodbye.
Just came back. To spend another 10 grand.
Goodbye, people. He has a good voice.
Sure. Oh, I didn't know there was some humor in this video here, trying to kiss the girl and getting the old no dice.
There's humor.
The backup singers. He looks kind of wee. Have you met Colin James?
Oh yeah, he's not a big man. Boonga.
Just came back to do another gig.
He's got a fine voice and he can sing.
And he can play the guitar.
Yep. Like Wide Mouth Mason, same thing.
Kind Remember of those guys? Thing, they're likeable. Still there. They're still around, right?
They're still road banging?
They're still road banging.
How about the number of...
Aren't they from the Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the number of hat correspondents in the wake of the hat-splanation?
Oh, I know.
People emailing us like, I'm going to China. Can I take some hats? Or thanks for explaining the hats. Or let me take the shipping off your hands.
Snapback Nation.
What if you asked buds across the country to be bod vendors?
Yeah, I heard about that one.
I like where that's going. Everybody's weighing in on the hats.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
And a lot of people saying, where do I get one of them goddamn hats still?
And a lady saying, thanks for, letting me meet the gentleman that I'm currently with. Yeah. And I'd love to get him a hat. Basically thanking us for getting some stuff going for her.
Yep. No. That's right. The hat fandom is the best.
Hattitude problems.
Hattitude.
All right, let's take a break on TNT 90, and we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Fucking right, eh?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took Bruce on Farm Aid. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took Bruce on Farm Aid.
It becomes the whole.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can eat the Nival bars. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing, I said nothing, can take away these blues.
That's a 1990 jam.
It is. It's a great jam.
Nothing Compares to You, written by Prince.
Yes. Maybe one of his best jams.
It might be one of his best jams, although when asked, as I've said, Raspberry Beret is my go-to.
That's your go-to?
That's my go-to, Bob.
That's your go-to Prince jam?
In 190. Remind me of you.
I'm actually walking from my office back to my little studio, like reporting live on the pod.
Since you took Bruce on Farm Aid.
Since I took Bruce on Farm Aid.
No report back if Bernie has actually heard the pod yet.
No, but there's intel now that someone's going to play it for him or something.
Somebody's
like that.
On it, yeah.
That's
he was
the best.
Somebody was pulled off their regular assignment and told to source the episodes of TNT where there was Bernie and Gord.
And he heard about it and he said he wanted to hear it. That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's the upside.
Yes.
What other 90s jams are there, Bob?
Because Bernie's like, oh, really? Well, at that point, like, what are they saying about me kind of thing?
Curious.
Yeah. Well, let me have a listen.
Well, it made me think in hindsight, I should have told Bernie myself, because he probably would have gotten a kick out of it if I was like, look, it sounds kind of weird, but I do this thing, and we actually have a Bernie and Gord sitcom, and it's kind of become a little hit. I bet he would have dug that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely. And, you know, it'll get back to Gord, and he won't like it, just like every other thing you've ever done.
Well, that was the feeling. But this is it'll my...
be like, I could see him doing, like, oh, it's that little bastard again's at it again.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got to cease and desist.
Well, I could see him breaking it down like, really, that's not how I would sing Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, my God.
Here's how I would sing it. You don't even sound like me. This is a guy who destroyed 60,000 copies of a record because there was a fingernail buzz on one note.
Yeah.
So he's not going to let me tarnish his reputation.
He just keeps like, I don't even bake. What's this about baking?
Right? Why do you think I have a new little wifey? She bakes. But obviously when you're doing she bakes.
she bangs. I'd like to hear him do that.
I've never even tried a delicious Nanaimo bar. Obviously when you're doing an impersonation of somebody, you take the thing they're kind of known for and you dial it up a bit.
Yeah.
Like, Gord says his S's in a way that sounds strange. Right? And he's known for his breathing. That's what you do.
For sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do that mean?
Oh, man. That was funny. How about this 1990 jam?
From a Distance?
Yeah. You knew right away.
Yeah.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white.
You know, it's almost time for Is This On Your iPod again?
This is a good jam for karaoke.
Yep. I did Wind Beneath My Wings at a relative's wedding once.
And it was great?
Well, it gets a little high. It got a little pitchy. Yeah. Bette Midler is an advisor on The Voice this season, and she's great.
What do you mean? She's on the show?
She's great. Yeah, she's great.
Like, she's in it?
Well, yeah, each of the coaches gets to pick an advisor. So Miley Cyrus picked Joan Jett, and Blake Shelton picked Bette Midler, and she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she just hangs out and messes with stuff.
Well, he brings his kind of team members to her, and she has to listen and give advice on their performances and stuff like that. She's quite comfortable being fetid.
Yeah.
Which I guess divas of that other time kind of are.
These, here's a 1990 jam that was pretty popular. A cover song.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown Train.
Yep. Do you like his version?
No.
You just can't get past it.
It's pretty cheese.
But I would argue it's such a good song that it kind of transcends whose cover of it is.
Definitely. No, because if you look at it and you're like, man, these are good lyrics. What the hell's going on here? It's just a cheesy production. I gotta go with the OG version.
Do you like Rimshot?
Actually had more of a vibe even off the top with this little guitar lick. It's pretty undeniably a hit song, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
big chorus.
You wouldn't think that Tom Waits would write something like this. Shining like a new dime.
I know, it's oddly optimistic somehow.
Like the video, like the actual song sounds like he's recording it, like just sitting there, like you said earlier, no reverb, no nothing, just so close sounding.
She's not wet.
She's not wet.
She's not wet.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
She's not even wet.
Laramie, she's not wet. Like, you're in the bedroom, Andrea's somehow in there while Laramie's with a girl.
Oh, dear.
That's her line.
Laramie, calm
He's
down.
He's like, what the? Andrew, what the hell are you doing in here, Andrea?
What? I took a wrong turn. I was just going to get some cheesies.
That's your actual line?
I must be sleepwalking, am I?
She's not even wet.
She's not even wet.
You've been at it for 20 minutes. It's just not even wet.
We were talking about the possibility of doing an Andrea and Them episode today, and we actually talked more about what it might be than we normally do, and we kind of got carried away. It was really fun.
Yeah, what did we say we were going to do? It was, what happened? She
got fired from Pure Laters.
Oh, that's right. She got fired.
Yeah, she got fired from Pure Laters. Ironically enough, they didn't even give me a severance package. And then she comes home and sits on the couch with Laramie.
Yeah, and then she starts talking about how boring it is and how can he do this all the time.
I'm growing dust. Just sitting here, I'm covered in dust. Never liked to be a collector, and now all I do is collect dust.
How do you do this? How do you do this, Laramie?
And I think where we were headed was...
She's like, I've already seen three soaps.
And as a... Are you friggin' with me? Another world still on? I think where we are headed is, she decides to fill out an online profile on Plenty of Fishes, but she can't find the website because there's no such thing as Plenty of Fishes. And really what she's doing is fishing for compliments from Laramie.
Yeah, and then turns out that she gets set up with Joe Vanelli, though.
Laramie, how would you describe my looks? Out of 10. She's fishing. Oh, it says here, what do you think of your body? Laramie, help me out.
What's your best attributes? And she's like turning in front of him.
Yeah. Has to be my arse and yoga pants, doesn't it? Not these ones, the red ones that really lift and separate. Not the navy blue ones with the knee out.
The knee out.
Not the navy blue ones with the knee out, the red ones. You know, they're my favorite ones. How would you describe my hair? Like ugly or what would you say?
And he's crushing pizza pops and she can't understand why he eats all day.
Laramie and Andrea aren't getting together. And I know we can't have them get together because it's the will they or won't they that keeps people coming back.
Sitcom code.
Yeah. You break sitcom code. Once you lance that boil of tension and cover people with the sebum of answers,
it's that's over. It. Yeah. It becomes this.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Or you can, Laramie.
1990.
Speaking of rolling this with a big nut.
This is when MC Hammer started spending all his money. It's like Guinness Book on how fast you can roll your roll out. Remember he had like a staff of like hundreds 50, of people?
Yeah.
He paid them all? I told you.
But I'm going to tell you something. You need a his have house? You seen her to take the edge off the can't touch this.
Have you seen her by Milli Vanilli?
No, have you seen her? Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? That was Hammer.
That was Hammer?
Yeah, I'm having trouble shaking Andrea. That was Hammer.
No.
Yeah, it was freaking Hammer. Sure was.
Is it?
Yeah, we used to slow dance to it at Glace Bay Elementary School. The soccer. Oh,
he redid it to Chai Lights. That was the original light.
Yeah, and but
he did.
If you were Hammer, you'd have to have a "Have you seen her?" to slow down after "Can't Touch This" because you can't do a whole concert of "Can't Touch This." Is
I don't know if I've ever heard his version of "Have you seen her?"
Have you seen her? Tell
Here
me
it
have
is.
You seen her? Aw, yeah.
I'm glad you put this tape in.
Girl.
He's all like, how come I'm not getting the royalties? He doesn't realize it's a cover.
Don't you love the 16-bar vamp? Just say some stuff.
Remember he was the bat boy for the Oakland A's?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's his godfather is Willie Mays or something crazy like that.
Wasn't he a pastor too?
The Giants maybe? Huh? Well, he was a pastor, yeah, or is.
He's a freaking pastor.
It's been a minute so far and he hasn't said anything yet.
Here comes 4. Have you seen her?
Now I remember. For some reason, I thought that was Millie.
Have you seen her?
Darling, have you seen her? Have you seen her?
Have you friggin' seen her?
Blame it on the rain. Same jam, kinda.
What would Laramie's karaoke song be?
That's a 90s jam. There's more acting in this video, but no talking anymore. It's like you guys can't talk anymore in videos.
This is what I'm conflicted by, though, because I actually like this song.
You like this song?
Yeah, it's pleasing.
Gotta blame it on something.
Listen to the little mod here. This is what Andrea listens to going for a walk
when
in a rainstorm.
Laramie leaves? I really thought these guys were the guys singing it. Such a bummer.
I
Ooh, how about that little modulation there?
See, that's what I'm saying. Just don't need the same. Got a baby on something. Got a baby on
something. Hey, how about the...
So, Andrea decides every night, now that she's laid off, she's going to pour syrup over poo and make it a good thing. Because she decided, even though it's getting dark earlier, she's going to walk every night, listen to her Milli Vanilli tapes on her Walkman, and go to the Panda Buffet.
I just like the internet comments. Fake as they may have been, this is a damn good song. And for me personally, it tells a true story.
Jay Torrance.
Reply, blame it on the rain, LOL. Gotta blame it on something.
LOL.
Yeah. Here's this one. I don't give a shit if they sang or not. They were some fine ass men. Oh my goodness.
Oh. I love anything with the suffix ass.
Oh man.
That was a cold ass move. I don't care what anybody says.
Man, I don't think I've seen looked at comments before.
Milli Vanilli comments is a game unto itself.
It seems kind of obvious that it's fake. I'm surprised they didn't detect this sooner.
Keep going.
Now there's some awful racist replies.
Oh, dear.
You got a problem that we can square up right now, boy. Alright, back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up.
Whoa.
And then the next person, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, big fight for no reason in the comments.
Just cause the internet.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna look at the comments on Girl You Know It's True.
Are you?
Yeah. I guess they could make the song more musically challenging than it needed to be because they weren't even singing it, so it didn't matter.
What about Don't Forget My Number? That was a pretty classic, wasn't it?
Don't Forget My Number. Who is that?
That's Milli Vanilli.
Even their shoulders are fake. Baby!
Wasn't it ba-ba-ba-ba, baby, don't forget my number. You don't remember that?
Yeah, was that Milli Vanilli?
Yeah. And listen, there's acting at the beginning.
Listen to this. All uppercase. This one's for you. How is today's music even music compared to this wonderful artistry? 1 week ago, all uppercase.
That's for the girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, I don't care if they're fraud. This music was solid even now, and those dance moves are on point.
No
Me and my cousin.
These...
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite one. Me okay. and my cousin Igor can do flying bump chest like pimps this. The internet.
Wow, they're unreal. These comments are nuts.
They're unreal. We're choosing a whole new generation
song.
To Milli Vanilli, by the way.
The one guy isn't with us. Rob.
Well, this girl says Rob is gone.
Yeah, Rob's passed on. Fab is still going.
Sad what happened, but they tried to make it right and they explained what happened. Everyone, good or bad, deserves a second chance. I think Rob would still be here if they were given that chance. R.I.P. Rob. You're forever in my heart.
Oh, man. There's another one. R.I.P. Rob. These guys are wearing, like, tights big time in this video.
The Whip was inspired by this video.
Now it just sounds like they're riffing on this one. How come the band that they had in the video weren't with them live? Were they? Too much with this stuff.
I can't imagine.
I cannot imagine.
It's like Milli Vanilli is a second language. I'm in love, girl. I'm just in love, girl.
You know it's true.
It's like Dora the Explorer level acting.
Oh, shall we take this one out on the good jam of the day? Sinead?
Do it.
On this wonderful episode of 90?
Dear Bernie, as I write this, it's with a heavy heart.
Oh my God.
I know that you and Bruce are away. I've tried calling your house and your office. You couldn't have just stepped out for a moment for two straight weeks. If you get a chance, I'm very understanding. Just give me a call, maybe between Bruce's sets. Hoping I'll hear from you, your friend, and the person who's kept you in money for the last 20 years, Gordon Lightfoot. P.S. If when you call you don't reach me, it's because I'm laying down a cover of Nothing Compares to You. P.P.S. Too bad you're not here, because I did make a pan of Nanaimo bars, and they might just be the best ones I've ever made. Sucks to be you, Bernie. P.P.S.S. Say hi to Bruce for me. P.P.S.S.S. Just kidding, don't say hi to him. P.P.P.S.S.S.P. Just come home.
Boom gong gang of ding gong, ju bong bong, so don't do that, boom bong bang, tick a doom dollar.